For years I've lived that way. I can eat anything I want. And I'm naturally regulated. Because when your fires are up from all those probiotics, and your blood's clean, and you're super nourished, you can get away with all kinds of things. Yeah. And you don't want to very often. But if you do, no big deal. I think that's like the great luxury of it. And that's why I wanted to introduce it, reintroduce it to this group. Because it's so much easier to take something in than to cut something out. So let's say, you just have to quit smoking. You just have to quit smoking. It's killing you, blah, 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 blah. Well, the person who's smoking, that's not their experience. They're smoking because it feels like a friend. It gives them a hit of norepinephrine, dopamine. You see what I mean? So to take that away from a person is actually not good. That's their medicine. But to just give them a whole pile of micronutrients so that they're flooded with norepinephrine and dopamine and all the good chemicals they need, they will naturally just kind of do it less. They'll do whatever they want, but they'll do it less. Like the benefits of alcohol. I mean, you can't just tell a person to quit drinking. That's their medicine for their disease. You can't just take that away. But you could take away the disease, right, by feeding them. By feeding them all those good foods that present happiness and joy. And then the other thing just sort of is less interesting and less necessary. That's why I would put this as the first thing in this work. Because it handles so much stuff that I could never have coached him to drink more water and do this and do that. You understand what I mean? As far as that brain fog lifting, my story on the brain fog was the lady who shared the protocol with me kept asking me, have you noticed anything mentally? Have you noticed anything mentally? And I kept saying, no, 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 no. I feel great. I mean, I was hooked for life the first day. I felt great because it was the first food I'd ever felt. First food I ever got high on due to the extreme dose of phenylethylalanine she gave me the first time. Gave me like the equivalent of like 60 capsules in a glass of water. She just had this bunch of it and here, try it. And I was like, yeah. So months after that, no mental, no mental, no mental, no mental. And then one day I was getting ready to be on a TV show talking about my seminar. And I was also going to be performing music on the same TV show at a later time. And I was practicing my set thinking, man, God, what's with me? I'm a little fuzzy headed. I'm having trouble remembering my set. I said, oh, I've been out of that omega sun algae. I've been out of it for a couple of days, you know. So I better get some. So I went and borrowed some from my girlfriend. And then I was back. And I was right on track again, full of confidence. And then like a ton of bricks, it hit me upside the head, like, you're about to be on a TV show. You never used to do that. Oh, you're talking about your seminar. You weren't a public speaker before. Oh, you built a digital recording studio. You couldn't have done that before. Like the whole thing was so subtle, right? Over a period of years, that an entirely new life grew out of me eating this food. I wasn't talking to anybody. I was making wooden signs in my garage, right? Yeah. I was living a life very small, and my house was smaller than this room. So it's really worth noting that you change your brain chemistry. Remember how we're always talking about trajectory? Do one thing that changes the whole trajectory of your life? That changed the entire trajectory of my life. I went from a guy who carved wood and was afraid of his own shadow to where I was consulting for companies and traveling around America and doing, you know, seminars for different organizations and speaking. It was like, wow, that wasn't at all what I was about. Couldn't have ever built that digital recording studio. So brain chemistry, keep it in mind. I highly recommend it. I just really wanted to get that down, you know, because I just think you're going to want to try it. Somebody else you know is going to need it.
People will come from miles around, baby, just to hear.